Today's daf is Chulin daf Memhei. And we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Omar Rav Chisda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, Fachava Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloima Ben Chayaleh. So we're moving along in Perek Elu Trefis, discussing things that I think to most of us are very obscure and very foreign. Some of the technicalities of the anatomy and physiology of animals. And really, without further ado, another hardcore Elu Trefis Digadaf, stating that the daf begins with Mili di Agada, almost Milsa de Bedichasa, just on a light note before we're going to get into some of the heavy material. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Ezehu Talmud Chacham. What is the definition of a Talmud Chacham? Zeharoya Trefel Atzmai. A person that is able to be Roya Trefel Atzmai, he's able to inspect his own trefois, and in an unbiased way, he's able to say whether this is a treifa or whether this is not a treifa. So how do you define a Talmud Chacham? Someone that has no negias when it comes to Dinei Mamonos. Zeharoya treifa l'atzmai. The truth is that this is for sure not the most conventional definition of a Talmud Chacham. You would think the definition of a Talmud Chacham is either a Sinai or an Oikaharim, but someone who has some Shlita, has some Yad and Torah, Chazal say in a lot of places, you also have to be Meshamesh Talmud Chachamim, but a Talmud Chacham is someone that has no Negias when it comes to Mammon, he can be Roya Trefel Atzmai in an objective way. So if you take a look at the bottom Tosfos on the Yomid, Tosfos says, Ezeu Talmud Chacham, de mahadurina le avidasoi betfias ayin. Avada, the definition of a Talmud Chacham is whatever the definition of a Talmud Chacham is. But we know that one of the areas that a Talmud Chacham has a special sivkotan in Shulchan Aruch is in the world of Elam Metzias. So ordinarily, if somebody loses an object, if he wants to claim it, he has to deliver a simen. Stating that, a Talmud Chacham is able to claim an object even if he doesn't have a physical tangible simen based on a Tfiyas Ayin. That Talmud Chacham, it's not enough that he knows how to learn. You have to make sure that he's erlich when it comes to Dinei Mamonos. So if he's somebody that could be Roya Trefel Atzmai in an objective way, that means he has an emunus when it comes to Dinei Mamonos. That's the Talmud Chacham, the Madrina Le'avidasa B'tfiyas Ayin. So Fashteitzach, he has the other milus of a Talmud Chacham. But on top of that, he has to be someone that also is unbiased. And the truth is, it's an interesting topic because there are different sugyas in Shas that involve a Talmud Chacham, and in different sugyas, the definition of Talmud Chacham is taka going to vary. So when you're dealing with Chayshem Mishpat, Digi Sugya, Bava Metziah, Elo Metzias, so over there you have to make sure that you don't have the negias when it comes to this inyan. In other sugyas, so then there might be another wrinkle and another nuance. So yeah, there's a general understanding of what a Talmud Chacham is, but then there's nuances that play themselves out depending on the individual sugya as it relates to Bava Metzias Oktosfus. As it relates to Elam Metzias, the definition is Ha'raya Trefel Atzmai, which is why we're having this conversation over here in the middle of Perek Elu Trefis. Rav Chisda said a similar idea. So the Pasuk says, Soine Matanois Yichya. Who said this? Shloime HaMelech said this in Mishlei. So what is an example of a Soine Matanois Yichya? Ha'raya Trefel Atzmai. Someone that's Raya Trefel Atzmai. Rashi explains that if somebody's Raya Trefel Atzmai in an objective way, that means he's not so attached to money. If he's not so attached to money, he's certainly not going to want money from other people. So he's a person that falls into this category that is a Soine Matanis. And by the way, Soine Matanis Yechia. Dorash Mar Zutra Mishmei de Rav Chisda. Rav Zutra said, in the name of Rav Chisda, this is all Rav Chisda. Kol Mishkar V'Shoina, any person that knows Mikra, he knows Mishnah, V'Roya Trefel Atzmai. He's also someone that knows how to be Roya Trefel Atzmai. V'Shimesh Talmid HaChachamim. And he's also Meshamesh Talmid HaChachamim, which means Gemara. So this person hit for the cycle. He learns Mikra, he learns Mishnah, he learns Gemara. He's Roya Trefel Atzmai. Now, why did we interject Roya Trefel Atzmai between Mishnah and Gemara? V'Esachnish. But the bottom line is, he's someone that has a certain Yad in Torah. Additionally, he's a Roya Trefel Atzmai. So a person like this, all of Akosav Oimer, Yegia Kapecha Kisoichel, Ashrecha v'toivlach. A person like that is Ashrecha v'toivlach. Now, what's the emphasis? Why this pasuk? Because Rashi says, he's a yegia kapecha kisoichel. Yikah pechel gisaychal means he's nenemi yigiyas kapay. To the extent that he is a roya trefel atzmai, he's not so attached to money. He's a soyna matonis. So how then does he make it through the day? It's obviously through his own yigiyah. So this person is going to be yigiyah kapecha kisoichel. It's Rav Chisda l'shitasei. The person that's roya trefel atzmai is also a soyna matonis. So it's for that reason he's obviously going to be the person that's going to be a yigiyah kapecha. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid said this person, in addition to the maila of being a yegiyah kapecha, zoicha v'noichel shnei oylamos. He's going to have an oylam hazeh and he's going to have an oylam haba. How so? Because it says, ashrecha v'toiv loch, and ashrecha v'oylam hazeh, v'toiv loch means l'oylam haba. More me'inyan le'inyan, but it's the inyan on this very light digression. Rabbi Lazar, kavi mishadru le'mibin esiyam midi, when they would send him something from the house of the nasi, lo shakal, he wouldn't accept it. V'chavi mezamni le, and when they would invite him to the bein esiyah's house, lo yozol, he wouldn't go. Amar, and the way he would excuse himself was, Leboi mar de'ichi, you don't want me to live? So I want to live, I don't want to take your matana. So if they would send something, he wouldn't take it. If he would get an invite, he wouldn't accept it either. Rav Zeira, ki mashadri le lo shakl. Rav Zeira, if somebody would send him a gift, he wouldn't accept it. However, ki mezamnin le, when he was invited, Ezel would go. Amar, he would say, Isyakuri hudem isyakrubi. I think that by me going, it's not that they're giving me, I'm actually giving them. Right? This is the idea of an Adam Chashev, where you find in Kiddush and Davches, Kiyodua. But the bottom line is that there is this concept of sometimes when somebody receives a gift from somebody, he's actually giving more than it is that he's taking. And Reb Zeira used to invoke that, not when it came to receiving gifts, because if you take it to go, it's not getting so much covered. But if they're able to say, you know who was by my Shabbos table? I had the schus to host Reb Zeira. Wow, that's a T4. That's tremendous covered. And as a result, Reb Zeira understood that by him accepting the invite, he's actually giving more than he's taking, and it's for that reason this was okay. So just to speak out one tiny aura related to the psicha, the by far lighter portion of today's daf, it's not even close, but just to speak out one tiny aura, what came to mind is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says Rabbi Loza Chalash, Rabbi Loza was sick. Olegabe Rabbi Yechanan says Rabbi Yechanan went to be Mevaka Chayla Chaza. He saw Davigoni Bebaya Safal, he saw that he was lying down in a dark house, Galye Ladare. So he lifted his sleeve, he exposed his arm, V'nafal Nahaira, and all of a sudden light started to shine in the room. Chazid Avikabachi, when he was able to see, so he was able to notice Rabbi Lazar a little bit more carefully, and he saw that he was crying. Amalei, he told him, Maika Bachis. He said, why are you crying? Imishum Torah, it's because you didn't learn enough Torah. Shaninu, Echad Amarba, Vechad Amambit, Ubevachi Chabalib Lashamai. Imishum Zoini, maybe it's because you're such an Ara man, but like Kaladim Zoichel Lashtech Shulchanis. Now everybody's Zoichel Lashtech Shulchanis. The Imishum Bni, and if it's because you didn't have Nachis from your children properly, he says, you want to know what I went through? Dein Garmad Asirabir, this is the bone of my 10th son. Either way, Rabbi Lazar famous responded to him. He told him, I'm not crying for any of the reasons that you just mentioned, but the reason that I'm crying is al hay shufra de boli ba'ara kebachina. This is a well-known Gemara right in the beginning of Shas. Brachas Daf Hei Amud Beis. Rabbi Loza was an Ara man. He was lying in darkness. He had no nothing. He was mamish meduke be'anius. You see it. It's a mefurish Gemara. How's it possible such a thing? The great Rabbi Loza, he's the second biggest Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, as we've spoken about many times, right? He's the 1A to Rish Lakish being the one. So how you talking, he's such an Ara man. I think this Gemara we just learned is the rest of the story. Rabbi Loza, the Gemara says, Ki havin mishadri le mi bein esiya midi, loy shakal, v'chi havin mezamni le, loy ozol. He believed v'soyna matanas yichya, and because he believed in v'soyna matanas yichya, hote galep ba'anius, that's maybe just a little neufach to that very well-known Gemara in the Sechtes Brachis, Daf Hei Amud Beis. Either way, this concludes the light portion of today's daf. We now return to our regular program, which is laws related to Treifus. Now, we're in the middle of going through the Mishnah Neila Treifus, specifically the second Treifa that's mentioned, and that is Upsukas HaGargeres. So the Veshet and the Kana that feature so prominently throughout the Sugyas of Masechtas Chulin are the first two Evarim that are mentioned in the Mishnah of Treifus. The Mishnah says that if there's something off with either the Veshet or the gargaris that would render the animal a treifa. However, in terms of what the definition of something off is, is literally mimizrach lamayrif. As it relates to the veshet, nukuvas haveshet, a nekev the size of a mashu, renders it a treifa. As it relates to the gargaris, it's psukas hagargaris. We saw the Gemara yesterday's daf. Tana, we learned that a braisna, kama psukas hagargaris, beruba. Kama beruba, so that was already a whole shaila. Is it roiv oivya, or is it roiv chalala? But the bottom line is, in order for there to be a problem in the gargaris that would render the animal a treifa, it would have to be nifsik beruba. There's another halacha that's negeya treifas and the gargaris. And this is a Mishnah that's lekamon on daf nun dalet. The Mishnah over there says, nikva hagargaris, if there's a nekev in the gargaris, there's a hole in the gargaris, and the hole is the size of an isar, size of some coin, the halacha is that would also render it a treifa. So there's really two ways for there to be an issue with the gargaris for the animal to become a treifa. There's the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis that says Psukas HaGargaris, and then there's the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet that says Nikva HaGargaris. What's the difference between Psukas and Nikva? The difference is Nikva means there's part of the gargaris that's missing. There's a hole. That means there's a piece of gargaris that's lying on the floor somewhere. It's physically not in the animal. There, as long as it's the side of an Isar, even if it's not Berubah, that already would render it into a Treifa. Our Mishnah is talking about where all of the matter, M-A-T-T-R, of the kone, of the gargaris, is physically in the animal. It didn't go anywhere. Novas is a split. There's a psukas hagargaris. Then the halacha is that if the size is only an isar, it's not going to be considered a treifa. The only time it's going to be considered a treifa is if it was actually nifsa beruba. Either way, with that tiny bit of an introduction, the first part of the treifas part of today's daf. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav, nikva kinofa mitzdarfen l'ruba, in the event that there are holes in the kona, like a sieve, meaning there are many, many holes. If you look at a sieve, there's a whole bunch of little holes. So if you have a whole bunch of little holes, that loch is the mitzdarif. For what? For the sheer roif. So in the event that you would take all the holes and you would align them, you would have a psukas hagargeres beruba, then the loch is it would be a treifa. So again, you don't have psukas hagargeres beruba, and the reason is because all these holes are all over the place. But to the extent that if you took the holes and you put them into one line, you would end up with a psukas hagargeres beruba. So then the halach is the nikva kinafes mitzdarfen, and it becomes a problem with Rabbi. Most Rabbi Yirmiyos, Rabbi Yirmiyos asked the Geshmak Akasha. He asked the Kasha from a halacha in the laws of a halois. So the halach is that we know that a mace is metama ba'oil, not just an entire mace, but different evarim and a certain share of Samois and Basar and Dam, they also have the ability to be metamabot. Ubigul Goylis, this price over here is discussing the skull of a person. Sheishba nekiv echad aruch, if it is a hole in the Gulgoylis, it's one hole and it's long. Or afilu yeshba nekovim harbe, even if there's a whole bunch of different holes that are not in one place, mitzdarf l'mloy makdeach. The halach is they would be mitzdarf to the shear of a mloy makdeach, which is the amount of hole where we would say, this is nuance, that if the Gulgoylus has that, it's not considered a Gulgoylus, and it's not going to have the ability to be metame b'meis. So here's the point. A Gulgoylus is metame b'meis. If, however, there's a hole the size of a Malay makdeach, like the hole of somebody's drilling into it, said Allah is, then already it's considered a chaser. If it's a chaser, it's not going to be metame. What if there's a whole bunch of little holes? Are they mitzdarif or are they not mitzdarif? So that's the part of the price that we need. Afilu yesh b'nekovim harbe. Even if there's many holes, mitzdarif le Malay makdeach. Alma, what do you see from here, Zok Rabbi Yirmiyo? Kiven the shiur Malay makdeach. Being that the shear is Meloy Makdeach, Lemeloy Makdeach Mitzdarfin. So if you have a whole bunch of different holes, they would be Mitzdarf. Hachanami, so freak Rabbi Yirmiya, I don't stand Rabbi Yudam Rav Zalacha, Nikfa Kinafin Mitzdarfin Leruba. Why does it have to have a Rav? Why don't we say Kivin the Shear Ki Isser? Being that the shear of a Nekev is Ki Isser, Lik Isser Mitzdarfin, it should be Mitzdarf to an Isser. So without the introduction, it's impossible to understand most of Rabbi Yirmiya. But Rabbi Yirmiya's Kash is a Gevaldig Kasha. Why is it that if you have a whole bunch of holes, that Lach is the shear tziruf of the holes would be a roif? What do you need a roif for? The sheer roif is when there's no nekev. It's when there's a psuka. When there's a nekev, the sheer is an isa, which is a much smaller sheer. If that's the case, let the nekovim be mitzdarif to an isa. Now you're going to tell me, maybe the only time a sheer nekev is when it's in one place, but maybe it's not mitzdarif. For that, Rabbi Yirmi has a raya from Aholis, where there's a shear of Meloy Makdech, which makes the gulgoyles ois gulgoyles, and the halacha is that if you have a whole bunch of tiny holes, then mitzdarif to the proper shear. So just like in Aholis, the shearim are mitzdarif to the nekev, Zdigashir. So why don't we say the same exact thing, that all the Nekovim are going to be mitzdarif, so too here, the same shit. So why do you have to have it right? I mean, it sounds like Enochinami. If the hole was in one place, that's the Mishnah Nundalit. But being that they're not in one place, you can't be mitzdarifit to the shir of Keisar. So you mitzdarifit to Raiv. It's more in line of Psukas Agageris. Right? Psukas Agageris, there's no hole at all. Not Vaz, it's Nivsik Berubai. So if you have all these different holes and it's mitzdarif to a Nivsik Berubai, so it can't be better than a Psukas Agageris. But in terms of it being a Nekev Keisar, it has to be in one spot. Fake Rabbi Yirmiya, I have a pressing from Masechtas Aholos that's not the way it is, but the Gemara says the Rabbi Yirmi who asked this kasha ishtamitzei hada amar abchelbei amar abchama bar gurya amar rav, he forgot that the Talmidei Rav said over in the name of Rav exactly what he wanted Rav to really say, and that is nekovim sheish ben chesarin. If you have holes where there's a chesarin mitzdarf on the keisar, it's only v'sheim ben chesarin mitzdarf on the ruba. Meaning, when Rav said nikfa kenafim mitzdarf on the ruba, it was dafke talking about where there was no chesarin. Because anchenami, in the event that there's a chesarin, then it would be mitzdarf keisar based on the precedent from Aholis, exactly what Rabbi Yirmiya wanted it to be. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked the very gishmak akasha of the ishtamitzei and meroiv charifusoi. He forgot that the talmidim of Rav had already explained that this is something that Rav said. Amr Rabba Bar Bachano, Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Nitla himenu ritzua. In the event that the kana is missing a strip. So think of the kana as something that you can peel off. So there's just one strip on the side of the kana that was removed. Mitztarefes liki isar. So you take how much was removed, and to the extent the chisaron is a shir isar, udi mitztar. This is not nikfa hakana, because you don't have a hole that's going through and through, but there is a chisaron in the kana because of the fact you removed one layer. So that's considered a chisaron. It's something that's mitzarf le'isar. So who said this? Rabbi Bar Bachana said this in the name of Rabbi Shulman Levi. Boy, Rabbi Zabranachmeni, Rabbi Shulman Levi. So on this note, Rabbi Shulman Levi talking about this in your Rabbi Zabranachmeni asked Rabbi Shulman Levi, nikfa kenafa mau. What would be the halacham nikfa kenafa? This is exactly how this part of the daf began. Amr Yudam Rab, nikfa kenafa. What did Rab say? He said mitzdarfin l'ruba, but then we clarified it. Mitzdarfin l'ruba only if there's no chisaron. But if there's a chisaron, then it's mitzdarf even like isser. So let's see what Rabbi Shua ben Levi is going to say. Malay told him, Arei Amru, nekovin sheish ben chisaron mitzdarfin like isser. V'shem ben chisaron mitzdarfin l'ruba, oh, gishmak. He said exactly what Rav said after the Gemara clarified what Rav said. In other words, shitas Rav and shitas Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the identical shitas. Ok to Gemara. Ba'oifa ma'i. So what does this mean? Ba'oifa, in the event that there's a chisaron in the gargaris, how big or small would the chisaron have to be in order to render it into a treifa? So again, if it's nifsek beruba, that's the mishnah. Psukas agargaris. Loishna behema, loishna oif. But we now know there's another shear in terms of the gargaris becoming a treifa. And that's not the mishnah on membeis, that's the mishnah on nundalid. And the question is, that shear, keisser, that's mentioned there, is that true for an oif also? Or is it only true for behema? And the truth is, Rashi says that the Gemara in the question knows it can't be ba'if. And when the Gemara says ba'if amai, it's not even clarity. Is it like the behema? Rashi says the lekel amema be gargeres di de keiser. Rashi doesn't explain why. Probably because this is just too big relative to the size of the gargeres of the oif. But the bottom line is the Gemara wants to know what is the shir. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. So again, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. He was just mentioned in the previous Gemara. He said, "Ladidi mifreshali minei Rabbi Lazar." I'll tell you what I heard from Rabbi Lazar. He said as follows. He said, "Mekafloi umanichai al piakana." So you take the area where the hole is, or where the holes are, because we know the holes are mitzdarif l'kishir, that's the previous Gemara. And you even take the area, Rashi says, it's in between the holes. So let's say there's one hole, or there's three holes, that's shaped like a triangle. So you can take that whole triangle, you would fold it over, and you would put it on the P of the kana, on the opening of the kana. If that area is so big that it covers the majority of the opening of the kana treifa. That means that area where the holes are too big already, and the halach is it would be a treifa v'mlav, and if not ksher would be a kosher. Amar Rapapa said v'simonech nafya, that a good simon, a good way to remember this is a nafya. Why is this a good way to remember? So Rashi says a gishmak azach. Rashi says that when people would put a sieve on top of something, so if you could just picture a sieve that's made of a material that you're putting on top of a barrel, and you're going to pour something in the barrel, and you want all the sediment to remain on top, and all the good stuff should go on the bottom. So what they would do is they would take it and they would stretch it on top of the opening of the barrel. That's very often the way the sieve was just physically put into place. So what we're suggesting is take this area and visualize in your mind as if you're putting it literally on top of the kana, right? The kana is shaped like a tube. So you're literally stretching it out and seeing. It's a chayfer roiv of the area, then it's going to be a treif. If not, not. And Rashi just says, and this is the geshmak apart, v'zeh simen yehelecha. This will be the simen. Nikva kenofesh ha'alta u'maisen nofa hishivucha. Really, the teretz is me'in the question. Because the question was with regards to anofa. Now, was the question really with regards to anofa? The question was, what is the sheer nekev sheyesh by chesar when it comes to anofa? But it's negeya the nofa as well, as we mentioned. Because that's the previous gemara. It doesn't have to be in one place. It could be in many places. So the shaila is nikva kenofa, and the teretz is, I'm answering me'in ashaila. Oh, you want to talk to me about sieves? Gishmak, I'll be able to explain it to you in the context of a sieve as well. Says the Gemara, Niftecha Kedalas. What would be if there's a hole in the Gargaris, but the hole is such where the part of the kana that is missing so that it created the hole is actually attached to the kana? So what does that mean? It means it's attached, but at the same time, it's not in place. In fact, you can open it and close it like a door. Hence the mashal. Again, you have all these mashalim over here where it's nifchesa kedelas. So there's a pchas, something is missing. I said niftecha because that's a bad pun with a delas. But the truth is, it's nifchas, right? So the area is missing right now. However, it's attached to the rest of the kana, like a door is attached to a house. So when you open the door is missing. No, but there's an entrance where you can go in. Yeah, you can come in Kederach HaMelech, but at the same time, you can't say that it's detached. So it's tricky. On the one hand, it's attached. On the other hand, it's detached. How exactly do you look at this? So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Nachman said, Kedei Sheikonis Isser L'Rachbay. The shir is, could you take an Isser and put it in of the Breit Zat? If the answer is yes, then it's going to be too big. If not, it's not going to be too big. Rashi says that even though at first glance, it sounds like this is the exact same shear of what it would be if it wasn't there at all, right? If it's not there at all, so what's the shear? The shear is ki'isar. So aren't you telling me it's ki'isar? So Rashi says no, because actually this shear is a little bit bigger. Because in order for the isar to be able to go in and out, you know, very comfortably, so then the size would actually have to be a little bit bigger. So this is the benefit that you get because of the fact that it's not chaser 100%, it's nifchas al kedeles, so therefore we're a little bit makel, and if it's only the size of an iser, it's still going to be okay. If it's such, kidei sheikoneis iser l'rachbay, so we're sticking with the iser mashal just for the sake of simplicity, right? There's nothing uniquely associated with the treifas of the gargaris and the iser, right? Oh, in fact, you're going to lose money if it's a treifa, but there's no direct correlation between the two. But as merechim fin an iser, so I can use the same exact mashal and just expand it a little bit further. Nistiga, what would be if there's a crack in the kana? So this is a psukas agargeres. However, the way Rashi explains it, it's not l'rochboi shel agargeres, it's l'orkoi shel agargeres. What would be the shear over there? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav opined, and he said, afilu nishtar be'elu chulia achsamal v'chusachsam matik shev. Even if all you have is a chulia on top and a chulia on the bottom, that in of itself is going to be okay. So it's nifseka beruba. I don't even care. As long as there's one chulya, one strand of cartilage that's on the top of the kana and one on the bottom, and those are intact, it's going to be fine. They set up to Rabbi Yochanan what Rav said. Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rav said that it's totally in a chulya achas l'mayla, but chulya achas l'mata. Amar, he said, ma chulya to come at Rav. Who needs chulyas? I don't understand. You don't need this. Ele'emos, Rabbi Yochanan says, let me tell you what halach is. Afilu lo nishtayr be'ele mashu l'mayla. U mashu l'mata k'sham. Even more mekel. As long as you have a mashu l'mayla, mashu matter, then in of itself is going to be okay. Rukamid Rabbi Yochanan, another anecdote related to this, they told Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmeid Rabbi Yonasan Hachi. The Rabbi Yonasan said, Rabbi Yochanan, what you just said. So again, Rav said, Chuya achasamal, chuya achasamata. Rav said, I don't even know why you need that. They come to Rav Yochanan, tell Rav Yochanan, you know Rav Yonason? He said like you. Rav Yonason said like you. Amalahu. So when Rav Yochanan heard that he was mechavin to Rabbi Yonason, or Rabbi Yonason was mechavin to him, so he told the Talmidim, Yodin Chavrim Bavloy Lefrushike Aitaima. Rashi says that he meant this Leshvach. Right, sometimes this feels a little bit Mia-ish, but no, Rashi says that he was actually saying it Leshvach. He says, wow, I'm so impressed. Rabbi Yonason, who lived in Bavel, Rashi says, knows how to say such a good pshat, because Rav didn't say such a pshat. And I'm very impressed that Rabbi Yonason got it right. As far as I'm concerned, he said it the way I said it. So let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. It's an interesting idea that Psukas HaGargeres, we know is right, Chatzikon HaPogam underpins the whole Shechitas Chulin, right? But yet, it's Mavur, that's only when it's L'Rachbay. If it's L'Arkay, then it's going to be different. L'Arkay, so it's a machlokes, but everybody agrees it's way more kulik. According to Rav, you need a chuli achas lamal, a chuli achas lamata. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonason, as long as you have a mashul lamal, a mashul lamata, that in and of itself is going to be okay. The question is, what's the difference? Why, if it's nifsik l'rochbay, then Rav already takes it out, but when it's l'archay not? So Rashi asks the question, and Rashi explains. Rashi says that when the hefsik is l'rochbay, so what's going to happen is, because the reya is going to pull down, that's on the bottom of the corner, and the tzavar is going to pull up, that's on top, so that roiv is going to end up becoming less than roiv, and less than roiv, and less than roiv, and eventually the whole thing is going to pop. It's going to be nifsak, and therefore once it's already roiv, once you're ready at that point, so at this point, I'm not okay with it. So when it's nifsak berupa, I can almost see it as if it's going to be completely gone. If roiv of it is gone, then already there's a rubik kukule to get element here because of what's going to happen afterwards. It's not because of where we are, Bashar Rusham, but it's because of understanding the science of the reya and the throat that this is where it's going to play itself out. If, however, it's on the side over there, not only don't you have this problem, but in fact, Rashi says it's just the opposite. Avala arko kol kamashat saver nimshach hasedek soiger vahoylech hukachadur chalam. It's just the opposite. There, it's actually going to be kept intact by the surrounding Evarim. It's going to eventually heal, and therefore it's not going to be an issue. So this is an interesting knach in terms of understanding Psukas HaGargeres, which again, so fundamental to the sugyas that we learn. And that is that the reason Psukas HaGargeres is a problem, it's not because once it's nifsek beroiv dosalein is an issue. Faket nistika, which is the same thing, it doesn't concern me. It's only the rachbay, and it's based not so much of where you are, but where we anticipate you're going. It's because of what we believe is going to happen after the fact, and it's for that reason this is an issue. Tanu Rab Chir by Yosef Kamed Rab Yochanan. Rab Chir by Yosef said over a following price in the presence of Rab Yochanan. He said, "Kol atzaver kuloi kosher l'shchita." The entire tzaver of an animal is kosher l'shchita mitabas hagdoyla, from the tabas hagdoyla of daf yud ches and daf yud tes vein. Remember, that's like the very thick cartilage. Ad kanfei reya hatachtoina, until the lower wings of the lungs. So this next portion of the daf is going to discuss what part of the kana is kosher as it relates to shechita. Now, what part of the kana is kosher as it relates to shechita? What do you mean? I thought the whole kana is kosher. Tara says, no, this is hagrama. Now, we know a lot about hagrama already. We know what the sheer hagrama is in terms of how high up on the kana you're allowed to go. It's a mishnah on daf yud ches with a whole ensuing blad and change of gemara, whole bunch of different shitas. Tabas hagdoyla, the kova, the shipei hakova, there's a whole bunch of different variables as it relates to that. We know what the upper limit is as it relates to the veshet. That's the sugya of the turbitz haveshet we spoke about the other day. We even know a little bit of how low on the veshet you're allowed to go. The Gemara brought a memra from Rav that talked about till the part where it gets hairy, is it the last tefach before the keres apnimi? Right, that was also a whole sugya. Really, if you think about it, the only part of this that we didn't go through yet is how low on the kana you're allowed to go in the world of agroma, and that's really what's playing itself out. So Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef says over a braisa that you're allowed to shecht on the entire tzavar from the tabas hagdoilo until the kanfei reya hatachtoina. So the kana attaches the throat area to the lungs, and the lungs has wings, and it's the kanfereya hatachtoina, that's the low point, that's how far you're allowed to go. And you want to know what this inyan is? That's basically how it plays itself out. Now, first of all, the lungs don't really have wings, right? The lungs have wings like the animal has defanos, and like you could have a nifchasa kideles, right? All these different mishalim that we're using in these gemaras are just mishalim ba'alma. But the lungs doesn't really have wings. It has, in English, I think it's called lobes. But the bottom line is, it looks to the amateur as a wing, and hence Chazal, we're using a word that we're all able to relate to. So you have all these lobes that spruts out of the rea, and it's the one that's by the tachtoina that's considered the low point in terms of how far you'd be able to go when it comes to shechting the kana, which has its implications in the world of hagrama. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava explained this braisa, and he said, tachtoina. When we said tachtoina, what it means is it's the tachtoina which is really the elyoina. Okay, confusing enough. So what does this mean? So Rashi says a pasht tzach. Rashi says that if you look at the lungs, so you're going to see a whole bunch of wings. So is it the wings that are closer to the top, or is it the wings that are closer to the bottom? Now we said al kanfereya tachtoina certainly sounds like the ones that are on the bottom, but Rava said it's really tachtoina she elyoina. Come again? Says Rashi, yeah. It's because Rava was discussing when an animal is hanging from its hind legs. So when it's hanging from its hind legs, when they're, you know, ripping this animal apart, that's where they used to do it. So in that situation, the tachtoina is actually be the elyoina, and the elyoina is going to be tachtoina, right? This is called elyoinim tachtoinim, tachtoinim elyoinim. This is what's going on over here. So it's not the tachtoina when the animal is standing straight up. It's the tachtoina when the animal is upside down, which means it's really the elyoina. So it's the top of the lobes. If it was standing straight, that's what the low watermark would be. Shani Oyman Rav explained why he feels that's pshat in the braisa. Again, this is a braisa. Kol hatzav rukulei koshel l'shchita mitabas hagdoyla ad kanferei hatachtoina. Rava came and Rava said his pirush in the braisa. He said, what does tachtoina mean? It means tachtoina shel yoino. So how did he know that? He said, sha'ani yoime. Rava said, because I am of the opinion. Kol shepeshetes savara beroya. Now, when it comes to the part of the kana that you're allowed to shecht, so let me tell you the cheat sheet. Look at an animal while it's grazing in the field. So what's the animal going to do? It's going to bend over, right? Obviously, it's a bike tzachiva. That's how it bends, and that's how it eats. So take a look at any part of the tzava that's going to be bent while it's eating. That's all considered the area of the kana. Meaning, any part of the kana that's going to be bent over, that's a kosher part of the kana to be able to shecht. Any part not, and being that the tabas hatachtoina, when the animal standing straight, is not going to be part of that. So bal karchach, when we say tachtoina, must mean elyoina. Why are you calling it the tachtoina? Because you're looking at it from its hind legs as opposed to from its forelegs. Rava continued. Rava said, ubavach leitayonis. You also have to make sure, because again, according to Rava, what's the low point? It's kol shepeshet savar averaya. But it's only whatever the animal does naturally. But if somebody would force, like the kana, to get a little bit higher up so that it would be part of that area, that would not count. You could see how people would have been unsure whether it was Rab Chanino or Rab Chananya. What would be if the animal forces itself? That part of the simonim that's in the tzavar, in that area, does that count or not? And the Gemara says, Teiku, Yosef, Rab Yoichin of Rab Shim Ben Lakish, Nafik Milsa Beminayu. So Rab Yoichin and Shalkish were sitting together, and it was Nafik Milsa Beminayu. So what does that Lashem mean? Nafik Milsa Beminayu? It means they said something that they agreed on. So always comes as news, but this is like Rab Yoichin. They said as follows, in the event that somebody forced the simonim, forced the rea to be a little bit higher up, and he went ahead and he shechted, psula, it's going to be possible. So the only part of the rea that's going to be kosher is the part that naturally bends over when the animal bends over to eat, and if somebody forced it, not going to be okay, which is essentially what Rava said. They said another thing. They said, nikev hakana, in the event that there's a hole in the kana, lemata min hachaza, underneath where the chaza is, so the chaza is the breast of the animal, which the Gemara is going to talk about now, but if there's a nekev in the kana, lemata min hachaza, nida kireya, that's already treated like the reya. What's the halach of the reya? A nekev in the reya, the size of a mashu, makes the reya into a treifa. A nekev in the kana That's the size of an Iser. That's if it has a chisaron. If it doesn't have a chisaron, it's Pesukas HaGargeres. Even Chatzikon HaPogam is going to be okay. But if there's a nekev in the kana that's underneath the chaza area, so we look at the kana there not as the kana, we look at it as the reya. Oh, if you look at it as the reya, so now it has a dinner ready. Nikav HaReya, and look at the Mishnah, the beginning of El Treifas, to see what the sheer treif on that is going to be. Tanu Rabbanan. So we just mentioned the chaza. What is the chaza? Ezeu chaza. What's part of the animals considered the chaza? Rashi says that this halacha of Ezeu chaza is actually discussing kachim. So we know in the carbon shlamim, even though it was kachim kalim, it was nachal labaylam, there was a certain chelik that was given to the kohanim, specifically the chaza and the shoy. So this brayse, it's a tesefta, wants to know, ezel chaza, what part of the animal is the chaza in tznageya, the kohanim, shoneimol, they want to know what their matnes kun is going to be. So it says the brayse, zeh roya sakarka, this is the part of the animal that's reya sakarka. So meaning it's the bottom part of the animal, where the animal is standing on four. So it's the part that's reya sakarka, not what's above that. Additionally, lemata adat savor, lemaila adat keres. So here too, we're describing where the animal is being hung from its hind legs. So lemata, it's going to be where the tzavar is. Lemaila, it's going to be the keres. So the area between the tzavar and the keres, it's all that part and only the bottom part, the part that's reya sakarka, choytech, what the person would do is he would take the two ribs. Rashi says these were saloys aktanois, these were small ribs, and they were on the top part of the animal. He would cut those two ribs, mishtate the fanois. One is on one side of the animal, the other is on the other side of the animal. Right, the doifin of the animal are the sides of the animal. Eilach ve'eilach, this side of and that side. V'zeu chazan with the kehanim. This is the chazan that was given to the kehanim. Either way, this concludes, at least momentarily, the Kana, the Gargeres part of the Mishnah. So moving along. The Mishnah said, Elu Trefis Bebehema. The Kuvas HaVeshet, U Psukas HaGargeres. And the next halacha of the Mishnah was, Nikev Krum Shalmayach. If there's a hole in the Krum, the membrane that surrounds the Mayach, the brain, that too would be considered a Trefa. Says the Gemara. Rav Shmuel, the Amri Travayu. Rav and Shmuel, both said they were in agreement. They said, karma ila, that as it relates to the krum of the mayach, it means the upper krum, afa gaftali inkiftata, even though the hole is not at the bottom. So it seems that the brain of an animal is encased by two layers of membrane, what's known as the ila and the tata. The ila is the one that's farther from the brain. I mean, it's not that far, but it's farther. The tata is the one that literally encases the brain. So Rav and Shmuel both said that when the Mishnah says nikev krum shomayach, that makes it a treifa. It doesn't mean that the nekev had to go through the outer into the inner. Even if it's the ilah and not the tata, that would be okay for amrilah. And some say that no, what Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu was ad the inkif tata. So it doesn't help us much. We know Rav and Shmuel agree. The problem is we can't agree on what Rav and Shmuel agreed on. Amri Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni said it's simonech. And a way to remember these membranes, chayso de masnach be mucha. So think of like a little sack, like this little encasing. Rashi says chayso is a sack, so it's literally physically inside. That's what the lower membrane is, and this is the simen, according to the Manda Amar holds, that the nekev has to be taka in the lower, the inner of the two membranes. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Rabbi Bachana said Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, connected the beitzim nicker. He said that when it comes to the beitzim, the testicles of the animal, so Rashi says they also have these two encasings. And over there, you could see it, right? You can't see it in the brain, but over here, you would be able to see it. So he was just giving a mashal. You want to understand a little bit better what these two layers are. So think of the beitzim, and like this, you'll be able to understand a little bit better what we mean when we talk about the mayach. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, mayach, as it relates to the mayach, as it relates to the brain, kol masha b'kteira, so anything that's in the kteira. So the brain is not in a kteira, right? It's not in a pot. Again, this is another example of Chazal just using everyday language to describe these medical and scientific ideas. But any part of the mayach that's inside the kteira, so this is the cranium of the brain. This is something that encases the brain. Nidin kamayach. It's treated like the mayach. Hischol limshach. Any part of the brain that goes outside of this proverbial kedera, nidin kachot hashegra, that's already considered part of the spinal cord. So the spinal cord is attached to the brain, and there's therefore a little bit of ambiguity of, you know, where the mayach ends and where the spinal cord begins, right? What's that cutoff point? So Rav Shimon ben Pazi, in the name of Rav Shimon ben Levi, in the name of Bar Kapara, said, look at the Kedera, that's the cutoff. Any part that's in the Kedera, that's Nidin Kamayach. Any part that's outside of the Kedera, that's Nidin Kachot HaShadra. Okay, Umeheichon Mascholi Moshech, where exactly does that cutoff itself go? As she says, where does it go from the Kedera to the Chot? So you would think you'd be able to see it very clearly, right? But we need apparently a little bit more Pirish. So Meheichon, Maschli Moshech, where does that even happen? So the Gemara said, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, V'didi Mifresh Alei Minei Rabbi Shulman Ben Levi. I heard Rabbi Shulman Ben Levi explain it to me. He said, Kemin Shnei Pulin, Yesh Munachim Al Pia Kedera. There are like two pulin. So what's a pull? A pull is a bean. Again, this is another word that we're using. There's no beans, but there's another word that we're using to describe the inyan. So there's these two beans that are munach by the Pia Kedera. Min apulin vilifnim kilifnim. Min apulin vilachotz kilachotz. Upulin atzmon in yadeh. What about the area of the pulin themselves? Umistabra kilifnim, says the Gemara. It's mistabra that that's going to be treated like mifnim. Rabbi Yirmiya badak ba'ifa. Rabbi Yirmiya once did a bedika on an oif. The ashkach kamin chnei pulin munach mal pikteir. And he taka found something that looked like these two pulin. That's why Chazal used this as a mashal, because lamaisa you find that that's taka to the everyday man, a little bit what they're going to look at. Moving along. Nikev halev, the base halal. The Mishnah said that in the event there's a hole in the heart of the animal, if it goes the base chaloloi, that also is going to be considered a trick. So what's base chaloloi? So base chaloloi is the chamber of the heart, the heart chamber. So if the hole goes the base chaloloi, that's going to be considered a trick. But Reb Zera had the following question: the base chalol katan or the base chalol gadol? So apparently there's the larger chamber, and then there are the smaller chambers. So he wanted to know: is it the base chalol katan or the base chalol gadol? Amalei Abaya, Sabaya told him, "Mighty Bayilach, I don't understand why you would even have such a question." Didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Our Mishnah, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, and Rav Shimon was discussing a trefa, a nekev in the reya. He said that if there's a hole in the reya, even though that makes it into a trefa, but it requires achatinok of the base hasim poinois. It would have to go into the bronchi, into the base hasim poinois. Oh, Rabbi Bar Tachlifa, Rabbi Bar Abba, Rabbi. This is what we need. That what did Rav Shimon mean when he said base hasim poinois? He meant achatinok of the simpen gadol. He said it has to go all the way into the simpen gadol. Now the simpen gadol is like that inner bigger one. So you see, it's not enough if the nekev just touches some of the smaller simpen poinois. It has to go to the simpen gadol. So it's mesnaber that when you're dealing with the nekev in the cholol of the lave, it probably means the larger one, which is, Rashi says, the inner one. So it's not enough that there are holes in the outer smaller ones. It probably should have to go all the way to the middle. So again, we're shtelling through the lungs to the heart. I'm sure a doctor would say, no sheiches, right? It's two completely different evarim, different fields of medicine, different professions. It's not mamish the same. But Chazal is saying that if the way that Amiram views Beis HaSimpoinoi Stam, that it means the Simpon Gadol, then it's Yitachin also, then when we talk about Beis Chaloloi Stam, it means the cholol gadol as opposed to the cholol katan. But the Gemara says not a social. Hachi hashta hasam over the lebeis hasam poinois katani. It says the lashon simpoinois. So you know what that means? It means lehecha the shafchi simpoinois kulu. It means the place where all the little simpoinois meet and where they converge, and that's the simpon hagadol. The hach over here lebeis chalol katani. It says it in the singular. And if that's the case, I don't know which one it means. Mali chalo gado, mali chal katan. I don't know which one. And because I don't know which one, so it's for that reason I'm going to have a little bit of a shayla. And Reb Zera felt that's why he wasn't sure. So Reb Zera, Klara shayla is the cholo gadol, the cholo katan. So the Ilum told him, what do you mean? Why is it different than the simpon? He said, no, but like the simpon, it says simponois. Simponois means the simpon agadol. As opposed to by the cholo, it says it in the singular, so I have no way really to know 100%. It's interesting. Besa simponois means simpon in the singular, right? You would think simponois, if anything, means the opposite. It's not referring to the simpon with the hayayadiyah. Besa simponois, right? All the different simponois. Fakir, it sounds a little more like you're dealing with the smaller ones. This is Das Balabayas. As opposed to cholol in the singular, is probably talking about the cholol with the hayayadiyah. But Das Torah, which is lahepech, so it's just the opposite. Das Torah says, no, besa simponois means the bias where all the simponois come together. It's the base vadlus and poinos. That's what that is. And faker, that's the simpon agadol, as opposed to the chol. I don't know what the chol in the singular. Can you mean the chol god? Can you mean the chol gadol? I don't really know what it is. One more gemar. Kone halev, as relates to the kana of the lev. So this kana over here doesn't mean the kana as in the kana in the vessel. We don't mean the trachea, but we mean some sort of tube, some vessel, some pipe. Right? That's usually what a kana is. A reed. It's not literally a reed, but it's the kana of the lev. What's the halacha? What's the shaila? The question is, in terms of a nekev in this kana, what would the shear be? So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Rav Sebe Masho, V'Shmul Amar Berubai, and Shmul Sebe Rubai. It says, Amar Hayin Niu Kana Lev. So what part of the animal is the kana lev? Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav. So Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rav, Chelev Shnal Gabit Fanois. It's referring to the fats of the animal that are on the sides of the animal. So the doifin of the animal is the side of the animal. If there's a nekev in those fats, according to Rav, even b'mashu, and according to Shmuel Berubai, that would be considered a trick. But the Gemara says, "Tfanei solka daitach." Is that possible? Rashi says, "Umay chiyus ataliyabe." The life of the animal is not totally in the fat, right? The animal would do better if it lost it, not if it has it. So the fats on the side of the defanis, I can't imagine, is what's keeping it alive, right? So if that's the case, that can't be what's going on over here. So the Gemara says, Elo shal gabi doifnei reya. What it means is, the shumen, the fat that's shaped like a kana, that's on the sides of the reya, that's what we're referring to, and being that it's already affiliated with the reya, which is an evers, so that's from over there. If there was something wrong with it, there was some sort of puncture, we're having this conversation. The Gemara says, Omer HaMeimah Meshmeder Rav Nachman. HaMeimah said the name of Rav Nachman. Tlosa kani hava. There's three of these kanim. Chad parish lalipa. One of them goes into the heart. V'chad parish l'rei. The other one goes into the lungs. V'chad parish l'kavda. And the other one goes into the liver. The reya, the one that goes into the reya, kareya, is treated like the reya in Hilchas Treifas. So a nekev in the reya, the size of a mashu, makes a treifa. In the kana, it'll be the same thing. The kavda, as it relates to the one that goes into the liver, that'd be treated like the liver. What's the halacha of a nekev in the liver? So the Mishnah says, only if the entire liver was removed do we view it as a treifa, but a nekev itself is not going to be an issue. The liba, what about if the kun is in the lev, pligi, that's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel that we mentioned earlier. Mar bar chia masni yepriyer, just the opposite, and this is counterintuitive. The reya kikavta. The kun of the reya is treated like the kaved, which means it's only considered a treifa if it's 100% removed. The kavda kireya, the kun of the kaved is like the reya, so a nekev mashu is going to be a problem. The liba, as relates to the kun of the lev, pligi, that's where there was a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So again, there was a machlekes regarding kana halev, we had to figure out what the kana halev is, and in the course of figuring out or trying to figure out what the kana halev is, we mentioned that there are other kanas as well. Zok de Gemara, one last anecdote. Also, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Amar l'Shmaita de Rav Kimei de Shmuel. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef went and he said over Rav's Shmaita in the presence of Shmuel. He comes to Shmuel and he tells Shmuel that, you know what Rav said regarding the kana halev? He said that if there's a hole the size of a mashu, it would be considered a treifa. Amar le. So he said, Hachi Amar Abba. If this is what Abba said, this is the second time that we had here in Chulin that Shmuel refers to as Abba. Now, if you remember, let's just freeze the screen for a second. If you remember, there was a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos why Shmuel used to refer to Rav as Abba. Rashi says it was a lashon of kavod. Tosfos says no, because that was his name, right? According to Rashi, that if he used to speak to, refer to him as Abba Miloshen Kavod, what was his real name? So that we said over Rabbi Margolis's classic mechkar, he says, I think his name was Rav, because there's a lot of people who are named Rav, and they probably called him Rav, the way they called his chavrusa, the other Gadol Adar, Shmuel. But either way, so he says Abba. Is this a Loshen Achshivas? Now a Loshen Achshivas. There might be a clue based on what he's about to say. He said that Shmuel lo yada betreifas v'loi klum. He says, this is what Abba holds, aveshnish the aleph beis, afilu fin treifas, which by the way, seems to support Tosfos's pshat a little bit better, that Abba is not a Loshen of Kovid. Because he's starting him off the Loshen Kovid, and then all of a sudden he comes back and he says, well, if this is what Rav thinks, he doesn't know anything about it. Take a look at Tosfos over there. Tosfos quotes this Gemara, but regardless, we are going to stop this segment of Elu Treifas right here. So as it relates to Raid, I think it's Kedai to go back to yesterday's daf, which was really a repetition of Daf Lamed Zayin that talked about different chumras that Yecheskel Hanavi had taken upon himself. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Dalet, V'oimer, Aho Hashem Elokim, Hinei Nafshi Loi Metuma, Unevelu Etreifa Loi Ochalti, Minu Urei V'ad Ato, V'loi Bo Befi, Besar Pigel. And the Gemara says, what did Yecheskel Hanavi mean when he said these things? At first glance, it sounds like what he's saying is, I didn't do the biggest averas in the world. Yecheskel Hanavi is being mispoer that he didn't do the biggest averas in the world, says the Gemara. Hinei nafshi lo metuma, it means shelo hirharti bayoim lovely day tuma balai. Unevel v'chev lo yochalti means shelo yochalti psar kois kois. Which means he didn't eat from a behema mesukenes. What does that mean? I never ate from a behema shahir b'chacham. Any behema that required a shelas chacham, that was not a behema that I ever ate from. Now in Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara brought this memra of Yecheskel Hanavi and the Pirish because of the fact that Yecheskel Hanavi said lo yachalti Besar kois kois me'olam. And this is the Gemara brought as the 30 by Yosemite, the third Makar to how you know that a behema mesukenes is really kosher. On Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara brought it for the next line. Why did the Gemara bring it? Because the Gemara told the story about a treifa that it seemingly Rav held was a problem, and Rabbi Bar Bachana went ahead and he was mekel, and not only was he mekel, he even ate from it, right? He bought 13 astiri worth of this basar, and he ended up eating from it. And the Gemara asked a bunch of kashas on the story, but one of the kashas the Gemara said was that how was he able to eat from it? Avifel required a ras chacham, be it Rav, be it himself, at the end of the day, he required a hayra, and if Yecheskel Hanavi never ate from such an animal, so why would he have eaten from such an animal? And the Gemara came out, and the Gemara said that the reason this was different is because Rabbi Chana understood Hani Mili Milsa Detalya Besfar. This is only in a Geya, a Milsa Detalya Besfar. But Rabbi Bar Chana Agmari Samach, Rabbi Bar Chana wasn't just saying a Boich Sfar, right? Rabbi Bar Chana was saying something that he knew. What was the Shaila? Rav Ovya, Rav Chalala. But his psak was based on Mesaira, and based on Mesaira. So this idea, this halacha, does not come into this inyan. The Ramah in Yeridei Simin Kuf Tes Zayin Sifches says as follows. He says, "Behema shahir b'chacham misvara, a behema that a chacham paskind misvara." But the halacha that he paskin based on is not mefurish anywhere. Shehi muter is that it's muter. Bal nefesh lo yoicha mimena. A bal nefesh shouldn't eat from it. So says the Ramah that if there's a behema shahir b'chacham lehater, a chacham paskin that it's muter. But the way he came to his psak was based on svara. Why? Because v'loy nimtza hadin beferish shu muteris. It doesn't say anywhere mefurish that it's muter. If you're a bal nefesh lo yoicha mimena, you should not eat from this behema. The Beragoyla says, what is the Makar to this Ramah? It's a Gemara. Chulin Daflam Mitzayin, Chulin Memdalet, he's Mitzayin Memdalet, because really, this whole halacha comes more from Memdalet than it does from Lamed Zayin. You see that Yecheskel Hanavi said that he never ate psar pigel, which the Gemara says means what? He never ate from an animal, shehoyre b'chacham, and the Gemara qualified the halacha. What did Rabbi Barbachana say? Hani mili, that's only milsa d'talya b'svara. But if it's not milsa d'talya b'svara, then in that situation, this halacha is not going to apply. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? You see that there's an idea that Yecheskel Hanavi was machmer al atzmoy not to go ahead and eat from an animal. Shahir b'chacham yisvara says the Ramah halacha lemaisa bal nefesh lo yoicham imen. So this halacha is not negeya everybody, but it's negeya a bal nefesh. So if somebody's a bal nefesh, there's a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch that tells him what he's not supposed to do. Do not eat from a behema shahir b'chacham. The Pesachei Tshuva of the Nart brings a fascinating machlokes kadmoinim. The Ramah said, "Behema shahir b'chacham misvara, v'loy nimtza adin b'ferish imuteres bal nefesh lo yoicham imena." What would be if there's a behema that a chacham paskin is muter, or b'vinimtza adin b'ferish? It's mefurish that it's muter. Could a bal nefesh be machmer, or could a bal nefesh maybe not be machmer? In other words, the Ramah is saying that from Yecheskel Hanavi we learn that if there's a heter based on svara, it's a good thing to be machmer. Ad kidei kach, it makes it into Shulchan Aruch. Bal nefesh lo yoicham imen. If it's nimtza hadin beferish. So there's no halacha that a bal nefesh should be lo yoicham imena, because it doesn't raise to that level, being that it's mefurish that it's mutasan based on svara. So you have a higher feeling and sense that this is probably okay, and it's for that reason I'm not going to tell you now to eat it. But what if I want to be machmer? What if I want to be so frum that not only do I not eat really nevelis and treifas, and not only will I not rely on a behema shechira b'chacham misvar of alay nimtza adim beferishim uteres, I'm even going to go and be machmer with something is mefurish, like roiv avya and roiv chalala, which really is based on a messiah. But it's a sugi in the Gemara. I don't know. I'm still not 100% sure. What if I want to be machmer even on something that's mefurish in the Gemara? Can I or can I not? Zok to pischei tshuva that I found that this is really a machloikis kadmoinim. Just to read a little bit. Matzasi kasef v'chei im nafal iser b'klisheni. If iser would fall into a klisheni, oy b'kli rishen v'yesh b'shishim. So we know the halach is that a klisheni doesn't have the ability to be mevashal. So what would be if somebody has a situation where iser was mitzaref to heter, the chayim that you have is the chayim of a klisheni. So klisheni is not mevashal. That means it's not considered hot. It doesn't have the ability to impart bleis and platus. So what would be if you have a taruvus issa of a heter, but it's in a klisheni? Or there was issa that fell into a heter, where it was a klirishim, but there was shishim to go ahead and be mevatel. Says the issa of a heter that if somebody wants to go ahead and be marchik mikol dover kir mitzvah, you should know he's being mekayim a mitzvah. Unbelievable. So the Pesach Tshuva says he found from the Issa v'Heter that if somebody wants to be machmer, even on a din that's mefurish, this is something that he's allowed to do. Says the Pesach Tshuva, if that's the case, v'tzoruch loymet, av shekosef ha-ramah, v'loy nimtzadim beferish lo yoicham imenu, im kei mashma, dekam beklisheni, oi b'yeish shishim, den nimtzim beferish ein lahachmer. So you have to say that what did the Rambam mean? Hainu she'in chiv al ban nefesh lahachmer. Avu mikol mokam im roitza lahachmer gam bo zem mitzvahi. Stating that, says the Pesach Tshuva, shuv ro'isi besoilas lamincha. Klal ayin vav din samach. She'kosav b'shem teiras ha'osham. He's a kadmoinim. The misha roitza lahachmer linig isa b'davish lo'y matzino shechmir amayroi. That if somebody wants to go and he wants to be machmer on something that the amayroi were not machmer, kegoin. These two examples. Masha nespatel b'shishim. Oy b'klisheni. Havi k'moy minus. He's mamash amin. Because he's being makhish divrei chazal. V'yotza schoroi behev seidoi. U'doloi k'moy shakosav isa v'heter ha'arech. Not like the isa v'heter. So says the Pesach Tshuva, he found that there's a machlikis from the poiske hakadmoinim. What would be if somebody wants to be machmer on something where the din is mefurish? Avada, you don't have to. That's the Ramah, based on the Gemara Chulin Mem Dalet on the base. But let's say you want to be machmer. Can I or can I not? The Issa v'Heter said that, of course, because any time there's any little bit of a taruvus of iser, even if it's in a klisheni, even if the shishim, a bekir, it's a shtickle disgusting. And if that's the case, mitzvah, there's no shayla in the world, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and to be machmer in such a situation. The soilus lamincha brings from the Torah sa'asham that if somebody wants to be machmer, not only is he doing a good thing, but to the contrary, havi kamay minos. So you have two opinions of how to view something like this, and it's literally min hakotza el hakotza. Either it's a mitzvah because you're being mirachik yourself from something disgusting, or it could be it's literally minus, which is yaharu gaval yaver, which is the most chamadiga thing that a person can possibly do. I saw Rabbi Reuven Margolis in a Sefer Nefesh Chaya, which is his commentary that he wrote on Shulchan Aruch Eruch Chaim, and this is in Simen Reish Nun Zayin. So Toich Dvarov, he quotes this Pesach Tshuva, who brings from the Soilus Lamincha, who quoted the Teiras HaAsham, Sefsoisam Yehu, Dovivayis Bekever, who said this unbelievable chiddush, that if somebody wants to be machmer on something that's mefurish and chazal leheter, such as klisheni, being chayish, that maybe it's mevashal, or not relying on bittul b'shishim, it's a bechin of minus. And kedarkei b'kodesh, he's melak at different places, where you find, by the poiskim of either Rishonim, such an idea, that if somebody wants to be machmer, b'makim she'amru chazal lahakel, not only is it not okay, not only is it not a machmer tavayol of bracha, but to the contrary, there's a chash of minus. The first example, this might be the best known, this is in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos. It's in Erechaim Simen Reish Nun Zayin. The Ramah is talking about the laws of Shia and Chazara and Hatmana and, you know, how you prepare your chon for Shabbos, which is, you know, we have it down to a science, but it's really, in an old world, was pretty complex. Says the Ramah, V'chol mi she'enei maimeh b'divrei chachamen. Any person who doesn't believe in divrei chachamen, v'oyser achilas chamen b'Shabbos, and he says, I'm not going to eat chamen on Shabbos, because chamen b'Shabbos, this is tzi kamplitzit, chayshin on shema minhu, you have to be chayish, then maybe he's a man. The Ramah used that that if somebody goes ahead and he doesn't eat chamen b'Shabbos, you think he's a good man. Now, Pasha, you learned this Rama. What do you think of? You think of the tzedukim, right? You think of the kutim, of Har Grizim fame, right? That's what comes to mind. But after you see this Pischei Tshuva, the word min is a cloy digger way of describing somebody that wants to be machmir, b'mokim that Chazal said it's mutter, and you're allowed to eat chamen b'Shabbos. And if you're going to go ahead and not eat chamen b'Shabbos because of some chumri yisera, v'chom yishen emayim b'divrei chachamim, that it's okay to eat chamen b'Shabbos, and you know, just follow the script, v'oyser achilas chamen b'Shabbos, there's an inyan chayshin and shema minhu. Another mar mokim that Reuven Margolis is mitzayin, and this is a tshuva from the Maram in Rotenberg. It's in Dfus Levav, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Beis. So the Maram in Rotenberg writes as follows: Sha'alta al she'shamata, you heard shani noyek shloi lechol basa behema v'chaya acher gvina. You heard about me, Maram in Rotenberg, that I have a chumra that after I eat gvina, after I eat cheese, I don't eat basa behema. Meaning, not never, but he waits a considerable amount of time. But umeka b'basa reif. But I make it when it comes to basa reif. So says Maram in Rotenberg, let me explain to you the rumor that you heard. B'mei churfi, when I was younger, ha'yisi mesloitzeitz b'bnei adam ha'oysen kein. I used to know people that took on this chumra, and I used to laugh. The other rabba, surely Mari, the Ebisha should be Moichome. Because when I used to see those people, Hoye Nira Be'enai Minos, I thought they were Minim. Ad, until Shapam Achas, Misudasa Lesudasa, one time I ate cheese, and then by the next meal, Matsasi Gvina Bein Shinai, I found a little bit of cheese in between my teeth. Vinodarti Atzmi Bibasa Acha Gvina, Kimoy Begvina Acha Basa. And I made a Kabbalah because I had such Yiras Achet that I'm going to be the same Machmer for Gvina Acha Basa, Basa. And I thought about it afterwards. I realized that even though at first glance I thought this was minus because you're going connected to Talmud, but really not. And I thought this is not really a moisif gereya. Because the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kofei, Anola Hamilso Chalobar Chamra. Right, one of the Amirom said that I'm compared to my father like vinegar is compared to wine, which is not much of a comparison when it comes to the Nyanim of Chumras. The Ilu Abba, my father, Kiavel Achel Bisra, when he would eat basa, they have a achel gvina ad l'mocha. He waited a full day until he ate gvina. Va'ano, and I only wait misudasa l'sudasa. Alma, what do you see from here? This sphere lake, that misudasa l'sudasa is the ikra halacha, but afilu hachi, mishabeach l'mishoisig d'vei ovev archoku yaseira. Ella, you have to say, kol elu advarim harchokis ba'almaninu, v'cholchad v'chad matzi achmuri anav shivi asasiog v'gader u'mishmeres. He said, you see mineu beir from the sugya of Basar and Gvina, that even to go more than 6 hours and to be more machmer than Sudasa, if you're holding by it, that's a very chash of a chumra. So, no, if you could be machmer to go 24 hours, me'is la'is, not gonna eat meat until tomorrow because I had a coffee today or because he had Gvina today, so why can't I be machmer and say that when it comes to Gvina acha Basar, if I'm gonna, or in the reverse, to go ahead and be machmer? So, it's for that reason, said the Maram Rutenberg, I came around. But Zakaru Margolis, what was his muskharishna? Bime churfio yisi misloitsnates bibne yadam, hoisen came, va adarabba, surely married, Mam Rubberg says, the Abish is omich moichel sein. Hoyenir be'inai minus, because I used to look at it, someone that's machmer bechai gavna, I used to look at it as being minus. It brings another maramokim. A mafurish in Rambam and Yad Chazaka. It's the last Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos. This is Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. Says the Rambam, Afal Pishon Mutali Shal Ala Shvua, Kamoisha Be'arnu. Even though a person is allowed to be Shoyal on a Shvua. So if somebody makes a Shvua and he wants to make a Mutalach, 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 this is something that you're allowed to do. The Ein Bo Zeh Doifi. And there's no doifi in this Indian. You're allowed to do it. Umishali by noikfei bedavazeh. And if there's someone who walks around thinking it's not so bad, you need shayla on a shvua. Eino yale shemetz minus, says the Rambam.
He's a bechin of a min. Afal pikein royli zor bedoverzeh. Ve'niskokin leheta elu b'nei dvar mitzvah b'nei tzorich gadol. Ve'toy v'gnei lo'adim shlo yishov v'klal v'chulu. But the bottom line is, the Rambam, he talks about someone who's mefakfek in the inyan of sheilas shvur, and the Rambam says it's poshur you're allowed to do it. In fact, mishali b'noikfei bedoverzeh eino yelo shemetz minos. Now it's fascinating that he uses again the lashon of minos. Now really, if you looked at this Rambam in a vacuum, I'll tell you where my mind went. I would think of the raid that we spoke about, how the Minim, right, if you remember the Sefer from Rabbi Yontif Milhoisen, where they're chapping about Kol Nidre and Ataras Nidarim and Ataras Sheila, there was a Min Digas Sugya that very much related to Sheila Shvua. So the person that doesn't want to be Sheila and a Shvua, it's Yesh Bazash Shem, it's Minus. And it could be that's what the Rambam means. But at the end of the day, Sokhi Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, I have a Pischei Tshuva who brings from the Seilus HaMinchan, the name of the Teres HaAsham, that if somebody is Machmir on Klisheni, and someone's Machmir on Bittul B'Shishin, it's a Bechin of Minos. And if somebody is not Nizer in Chamin B'Shabbos, the Mechaber, the Ramah says in the end of Simeration in Zayin Hilcha Shabbos, there's an element of Minos. And the Ram Rotenberg said that I used to think that somebody that was Nizer in Gvina Achab, a basar achakvina, like vina achabasar, a person like that is mamish, a min. And I came around, Charlie Murray, because I chab based on the Gemara Kufay Yichul, and this is not something that's as bad as I thought it was. And the Rambam says in Ilch Shvuz regarding Shvuz. So again, you have it in the sugyas of Taruvis, you have it in the sugyas of Hilch Shabbos, you have it in the sugyas of Bas of Echalav, and you have it in the sugyas of Shvuas. We are b'mokim sha'amru chazal lahakel. There's an element that it's not so posh to be machmer. Because if somebody's going to be machmer in a situation like this, there's an element of minus. So what's posh pshat? What's posh pshat, the element of minus? So again, Chamin and Shabbos was the tzedukim, and Sheila Shvua, I think for sure we could shteltzu all that raid from Yontif Milhoisen, etc. But ein mikra yoytzim edei pshutai. Chazal say it's mutter. And if you're going to go ahead and you're going to be machmer, you're being frumer than Chazal, there's an element of minus. That means you don't trust Chazal 100%. Chazal said klishen is not mevashel. Oh, the teretz is, why? Because you did an experiment and you saw klisheni is mevashel. Chazal said it's not mevashel. Now, what the pshat of klisheni mevashel is, kamakumas in the shtabroza, it's a legitimate question. But at the same time, Chazal said that klisheni is ain't a mevashel. And it's for that reason, this is something that we need to be makabel 100%. And if a person is not makabel at 100%, on some level, he's undermining Chazal. Reuven Margolis, in that piece, he says there's another element to this. And really, that element is Mekoyron Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a classic Yerushalmi. It's in two places. In the first parak Masechta Shabbos, it's in the second parak Masechta Vayezor. This is famous. We mentioned the last Machzor, this Machzor. The Yerushalmi says as follows, very short. Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta nochas l'netzivin. So Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta, he once went to Netzivin. Netzivin was in Bavel. Ashkach, and when he was there, he met Simloi Hadroimi, Simloi, the southerner, who was from the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Darshan. He saw Simloi Hadraimi was darshaning. And this is what he said. Rebbe Ubeistinoi Hitiru B'Shemen. Rebbe and his bezdin were Mata Shemen Akim. So Shemen Akim and the sugyas of Chalav Akim, etc. Rebbe Ubeistinoi Hitiru B'Shemen. So the Gemara says that when Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta heard what Simloi Hadraimi said, he goes running into Beis Medrash, and he goes to Shmuel first, and he tells Shmuel, Godul Adar. You heard? Rebbe Ubeizdinoi. They were Mata Shemenachem. When Shmuel heard that, Shmuel Achel. He ate Shemenachem. It's perfect. He took a little bit of Shemenachem, dipped the sourdough into it, and he ate it. Rav Loi Kabbalah Miechel. But Rav, when he heard the same exact thing, he didn't want to eat. He said, Shemenachem is awesome. I'm going to eat Shmuel. So Shmuel went to Rav and he told him, I want you to eat Shemen Akum. The law came, because if you're not going to eat Shemen Akum, I'm going to say about you that you're a Zakim Mamre, because you're not being Makabal the Psak of the Bezan HaGadol. You're not being Makabal the Psak. We didn't see you. Amar Leish. So Rav told Shmuel, one second. You're going a little too fast. He said, Adah not Haman. You know, I used to be in Eretz Yisrael. Rav was in Eretz Yisrael. The Gid went to Bavel. Chiyos Rav the Bavel. So Rav said, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I know Yoda man Arale. I knew about this Indian. Simloi Adroimi. I know the Simloi Adroimi. I've been in Eretz Yisrael. The Gid. To you, you're very impressed. I know Simloi Adroimi. Listen to me. I'm not Nispal from his Messiah, from what he says. I'm not botching. I'm a laser. Shmuel told Rav, Mar B'Shem Garme. What, you think Simloi Adroimi is saying this on his own? Lo, B'Shem Rabbi Yudin Nesia. He said B'Shem Rabbi Yudin Nesia. So I would agree with you. I'm being made of a if this is Simloi Adroimi's Chiddush, I'm not saying you have to jump, but he said over there, Yudin Nesia. The Gemara says, Atra Chaloi, the end Shmuel kept on badgering Rav until finally Va'achal, Rav, who was much older than Shmuel, but Rav ended up somehow conceding, and he ended up eating from the Shemen Akel. But you see from this Yerushalmi another Nakuda, and that is that if an Adam Gadol, somebody that people look up to, if he is going to go ahead and he is going to go keneged the psak of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he's being machmir b'mokon sha'amru lahakel. And he's not doing it in a Bezdin Agadol, he's not doing it in the context of a Mrs. Bezdin, but at the same time, Shmuel told Rav, see, all these would be a gay or regular guy, but a regular person, you know, is you have to be on a madrega to be a Zakim Mamre. You need to meet a lot of qualifications, if you remember. But the bottom line is, someone of the ilk of Rav, who's on this level, if he's going to go ahead, he's going to be Machmer, this ready begin of Zakim Mamre. So this is a well-known Yerushalmi. What's not so well known is Rav Rum Ragola says, I have one more Maramachim. This is the last one. I have one more Maramachim, and this is a Tshuvas HaRosh. This is mamish fascinating. So this is in Tshuvas HaRosh. Klal Esrim Ve'echad. If you want to look it up, it's towards the end. It's Sif Katan Ches Dash Dalet. Tshuva. Al Shalei Rotza Lashav Mi'ivaltoi Mi'inyun Ha'erev. So he's writing to someone who doesn't want to do Tshuva over something very bad that he did regarding an Erev, right? Sounds like he's going to be making an Erev where people don't want him to make an Erev. But if you're holding cheshbon with the flow of the daf, it's actually be just the opposite. Ata, Rabbi Yaakov Ramoshe de Balincia. I already wrote to you about the Erev. I already said that it's mutter mikra din, there's no shayla in the world, that if you have a mavoi that's mefulish, studim, the halacha is, you're allowed to have a tzuras ha-pesach, this is Erev 101, and it's going to be okay. And you said, for that kal, it's going to be awesome. And you told me your rayas. By the way, this is incredible. I told you shame ben mamish that you think shtusim. The hizar ticha, the rosh is talking. I warned you. Shetachzerbach that you better be choiser. The toima lekal she yisaknu mevoyseim kasher urgulu al pigdei leim. Machan erev. I warned you. I said you better make an erev. Vehine hugadli. I was told shato imed emardecha. Vato machshel aseram chol shabbos. This is mamish so important because right all the pro erev yidden throughout the dayris famous Shuvas Chacham Sofer where it's based on the fact you're being machshel right. Remember the Gemara says I should eat by someone who lives in a shtot that doesn't have an erev because if there's no erev ultimately you're gonna be machshel yidden. Lochein ani goyzer alecha min goyzer on you. Achash ni nosin lechok savze be'edim shetesakin hamavoyis hamufuloshim lushus ram shalgoyim mitzuris pesach toich shvuayim. 2 weeks, achash netirik savza, after you see this. Vim loy, nisakin am a voice kasha kuzavti. And if you're not going to listen, the Rosh tells him, ani menad oischa, I'm going to put you in cheirim. Vim oyisa bimei Sanhedrin, I want you to know if you were around in the times of the Sanhedrin, hoyim en misa noischa, they'd give you misa's bestin. Ki ato bolak or talmud chesidi ravashi. Because you're going connected to Gemara. The Gemara says the Tzuras HaPesach works. And you can't be more from than the Gemara. Vilach loik al kol agdoilim shoyu adayim azeh. Oysam shemesu zuchayim elavrocha. Veis nashayim achayim. There's a postscript to this. It's test dash base. Shloim chayi netzach hachacham Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yitzchak. So he's writing this to the chacham Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yitzchak. Not to be confused with this yid Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Moshe de Balincia. Haksav sheshalachti lo'osoy chasar mayach. It's the Rosh talking. He says, the letter that I wrote to that person who's Chasser Moyach, it's Mamash today's daf. V'acher tonuslai. V'im lo yachseboy ani master b'chai. I want you to know that if he's not going to be Chayzer, I'm warning him. V'ez kol ha'kol and the entire Kehillah. She yinagu boy nidui ba'usay ha'meshugya Yaakov Ramosha. He's a Meshuggah now. I'm the Rosh. I'm Rosh Nuh Hilchashmir Salashin, right? So this is what the Rosh is writing. V'yarchikeyu v'yavdileyu mi'adas Yisrael. Kol dover zet sor chizuk. Shalo yovei kol shoyte chosar das levatul teres Moshe ben olav ha'shalom. Because otherwise, every shoyte and every chosar das is going to come up with chumras and he's going to be levatul teres Moshe Rabbeinu. V'nyamu b'mordai. And I want you to know if he's still not going to... The Rosh gave him a lot of chances. It's pretty clear. V'lo yinag din menuda ba'atzmai. Ani goyzer ola b'mitzvahs adoinenu ha'melech. She yitain elef zuz l'moshe lo'ir. So the Rosh, again, you have to go back to the world of history. This is outside my lane to appreciate the... the protector that the Gedolei Yisrael had amongst the kings, and he said, I'm going to make sure that he's going to have to pay some sort of fine. V'ani goyzner alecha, Rabbi Yaakov, she'timser k'sovi zeh le'moyshe lo'ir, she'yig b'knas ha'nizker. Say that the Rosh said he should pay $1,000, or whatever the number is. Then kol zeh lo'yoyol, and if that's not going to help, goyzrani alecha she'toydi'eni akol. I want you to repeat everything. I want you to tell you, keep me informed. Keep me posted. U'mitzvah l'nadoysei b'chol ha'kilei svar. And there's a mitzvah to put him in Gherim and all the kilos in Svart, v'gam yodunu oisoi lomus b'din zakim mamre, and we should even try to find a way to kill him b'din zakim mamre. Now the rest of the story is, right, they bring here on the bottom, this is the Mechon Yerushalayim, Tshuvas HaRosh, Shitas Rabbeinu b'inyan dinei nefash b'zman hazeh re'ei b'chlal yudzayin. We spoke about one of these Roshes once with a Zayna, but the bottom line is the Rosh was not so opposed to capital punishment, afilu b'zman hazeh. This is a whole Shitas HaRosh that's way beyond the scope of this. Ki anu chayovim lim I love you, Mamish Kenefesh v'Tayvascha Osher ben Rabbi Yechiel Zechetzadik Levracha, because this was obviously printed after his patira. But here's another example where the Rosh was so upset about somebody that was being machmir b'makim she'amru lahakel. He was going connected this halacha of Atzuras HaPesach by a mavim of foolish, and he was invoking the Yerushalmi. Don't quote the Yerushalmi, but he means the Yerushalmi. It's Pashas of Rabbi Margolis. He means that just like Shmuel told Rav Echol Deloikin and Nokosav Aloch Zokim Mamre. So if this Yid obviously was a Talmud Chacham, he was someone that had the ear of the people. And he said, if you're going to be machmir b'chai gavno, and you're going to go blatantly keneged aloch and shulchan aruch, this is a geferlich azach. The bottom line is, we have a fascinating idea. Usually when you think of chumras, you think of a machmir tovei olav bracha. It's a meir de gazach. But you see, it's not so poshut. You have to be shoykel this with, at the same time, realizing and appreciating that sometimes if a person is machmer, b'mokim sha'amru chazal lehedya lahakel, well, this already is an element of minus. And if a person's a bar hachi, there could be a dimension over here of zokim mamri, which is the chomish of the chamurais. But just the chazar over, the zokim mamri was given Mises Bezin, not just any Mises Bezin, it was given Skila, and it's one of the four times that it says in the Torah, V'cholam Yishmu V'yiro. It's one of the four times that it had to be done by the Aliyah L'Rega, when all the Yidden were there, because it undermines the Zkeinecha V'yomru Lach, it undermines the Mesoira. Because if someone's going to go ahead, and he's going to go ahead and go connect to the Mesoira, so just think about what it is that it's doing. And that's this Inyan of not being allowed to go and be Machmer. It's not something that's okay, B'makim Sha'amru Lach. But here's the Chiddush. Usually when you think of the Sugya, you think it in terms of Chumra, or you think in terms of Kula. You're going to be Meiko B'makim Sha'amru Lachmer. But you see, it goes the other way as well. You're not letting it be Machmer B'makim Sha'amru Lach. And just think about it. We had the Pischei Tshuva brings from Kadmoinim with regards to klisheni. You want to be machmer? I want to say klisheni is mevashel. I want to be machmer. I don't want to eat a tipas chalav that falls into a kteris, but who would want to eat a chunk like that? This shishim, but I want to be machmer. This is something that I'm not okay. I'm not going to eat chamim b'shabbos. That's so easy to eat chamim b'shabbos. Guy doesn't eat chamim b'shabbos, says the Ramo with chayish, that maybe there's a little bit of an element of minus over it. Nishta zoi poshet. The Ram in Rutenberg said, be mechurfi shorli mar, they should be meichelmi. But I used to mamish believe in my heart of hearts. I used to think that if somebody is machmer in it's mamash a bechina of minus. The Rambam says that if somebody has a little bit of doifi in the in of shela shvua, this is also a bechina of minus. Rav didn't want to eat shemen akum. Shemen akum was something that was awesome. He heard a rumor. A yid kum from Eretz Yisrael, a yid that Rav felt didn't have so much credibility. A yid kum from Eretz Yisrael, and we didn't see it was matter. Rav says, I'm just not going to eat it. But Shebal Tais, I have to eat Shemen Akum. Get the chon if I know it's. I'll buy kosher oil. You better eat it, because otherwise it's going to be a bechin of Zokim Mamre. And this year who became Azaf Frumer, and he doesn't want to make an Erev Mavim of foolish. I mean, it's a hard stuff, right? With Tzuras HaPesach, there's a bechin of Zokim Mamre. Everyone knows to be Meiko B'makim She'amru Lahachmer is a terrible thing. And if it's Kenegram Furish Halacha, I mean, Russia, there's no other way to describe it. It's a one word description. This is his whole. Yichas brief, Russia. But the truth is, it goes in the reverse as well. And for a person to go ahead and be machmish amru lahakel is not so pashuti. The question is, how do you really reconcile this? It's a little bit hard. I mean, this is how we're walking away from this raid bite. But is that true? So it's never okay to be machmer on something that's mutter. What about the kaddish atzmuchah b'mutalach? Right? Shouldn't that fall in a little bit to the equation? It's a good question. And be'ezer Hashem, this question and a mahalach will be the topic of tomorrow's raid.